Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, well, good morning. Hey, hey, good Thursday morning. And thank you again, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on the air, introducing this show to our vastly growing listening audience. Yeah, that's right, vastly growing. Hey, we really appreciate it. This is definitely listener-supported radio, and we want to thank the 40,900-plus people who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101. Truly, you know, making us one of those popular shows that people come to check and get information, and we really value your support. And we're thankful for a lot of the text messages and emails and stuff that you got concerning yesterday's show. We're doing this whole topic this week on how to be an influence in business. And, you know, with that, you know, yesterday we talked a little bit about some current events and things going on, and, you know, I shared some information, my own thoughts and views and opinions around the issue that, you know, a lot of people are talking about, a troubled young man who played football for the Kansas City Chiefs, who killed his girlfriend and took his own life, and, you know, chimed in on some of the things that Bob Costa talked about in terms of, you know, America and the gun culture and the culture of violence. And, you know, this tremendous stressful time that we're living in, because people are approaching situations from a stressful outlook, is that, and part of that, it deals with the fact that people don't look at how to control their destiny. And when you don't, then someone else will. You say, what's that got to do with that? You know, well, it has a lot to do with it, because if you're not focused on the type of world you want to build, the type of person you want to become, I don't believe anybody's born a murderer. I don't believe someone's born and they come out of their mama's womb and, you know, there's a tag put on them. I'm going to grow up, I'm going to be a murderer. I don't believe anybody when they was in kindergarten, and they ask children, you know, the famous little question, what are you going to do when you grow up? I'm going to kill people. I don't believe, you know, the innocence of childhood that, you know, that the people say those kind of things. So I know, you know, my classmates growing up in kindergarten and going through school, you know, we had lofty goals and, well, I would call lofty dreams, because we didn't understand at that time what a goal was and how to go about goal seeking, defining goal, and all of that. But, I mean, I don't remember any of my friends or classmates saying bizarre kind of things that they wanted to do. So, again, what happens is that these things that happen, it's learned behavior. It's learned behavior that people gravitate towards. What pushes and determines that learned behavior is the climate that we live in. And I'm not talking about whether it's hot or cold. I'm talking about the climate in terms of the culture. And when you live in a society, as I said yesterday, we have a very sick society where people think that the way to solve a problem is, if I got a gun, I can solve a problem, I can kill you. I remember, again, as I chime in on this whole thing of the culture of violence and gun culture, I can remember clearly a colleague of mine who used to play tennis with, and some of my other buddies, you know, we all played tennis together. And, you know, he was a good guy, you know, but sometimes he drank too much, and when he drank too much, you know, he'd be off his rock, to put it mildly. You know, and we could put up with it to a certain extent in terms of him being a drunk fool, but then he went out and he bought a gun. all of a sudden, nobody wanted to be around him because they said, you know, first of all, you know, he do foolish things when he's drunk. Now we got a drunk fool with a gun. Well, because I was the closest person to him, you know, everyone else supported him, I eventually talked him into getting rid of the gun. Tell him, what do you need that for? You don't need that. You know, what you buy it for? You know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I'm getting it because, you know, someone bothered me. I'm better take them out. Well, most of the time, that don't even usually happen. You end up taking out somebody that's close to you, as I said yesterday. But anyway, to make the, you know, the point clear is that somewhere in the culture, he felt he needed to own a gun. And believe me, that, you know, I don't think anyone needs one, but I'm saying you definitely did not want this particular person who had a drinking problem, who, you know, when they got drunk, did stupid and foolish things, to own a gun. Because why? Because their sense of reality was totally distorted by their behavior in terms of drinking. And you definitely didn't want him to own a firearm. Well, a lot of people's sense of reality can be distorted not just from substance abuse, but from what I call destiny abuse, you know, not really understanding how to face reality as it is, not as it was or where you wish it were. And when you can face what's, you know, what you're confronted with in life in terms of reality, then you can structure on how to control your destiny. And that, you know, the part of the problem is people want instant things. We live in a microwave society, instant success, instant coffee, Jell-O, you name it. People want instant love. You know, one, you know, and that's a difficult one. That, I mean, you know, it takes time. It takes time to get to know someone. It takes time, spending time, and as you spend time together, you become closer. But people want instant love. You know, everything has got to happen. Microwave fast. And when it doesn't happen fast, people get frustrated. Why? Because the culture pushes this instant success thing, this instant I got to have it. I remember reading a story a couple years ago, I think it might have been 2 years ago, a man in California who lost his job. He figured his whole world had came to an end. See, because someone else was controlling his destiny. He wasn't focusing on how to control his destiny. He thought his whole world was coming to an end. Came home, killed his wife, killed his children, then killed himself. Because he lost a job. He didn't see a way out. Why? Because he had no focus on how to control his destiny. See, this is important if you want to become influential in business, is you learn how to control your destiny and you teach your leaders how to do the same, how to control theirs. See, I always tell people when they come to work with me, not for me, that you're a partner. I won't quit on you unless you quit on yourself. See, but I'm not going to drag and carry you along. And hopefully, you know, you will do what you need to do in terms of your part to see how you're controlling your destiny and moving forward. The other piece is, you know, you got to be candid with everyone. You know, hey, you just got to be open and candid with everyone. And don't manage. Like I tell you, when people come to work with me, not for me, I don't manage, I lead. And always be open to change. Change before you have to or before you're forced to. Always be open to change. Change helps you grow. Change is constant. But for some people, they're not able to adapt to change, and it causes them frustration. And that's, again, what leads to this violent society that we live in. People, things change. remember one time doing marriage counseling. And I stopped doing that at a certain point. I used to do marriage counseling too. It just seemed like the only people I was counseling was all of my friends would come to me. I never forget, you know, one friend of mine, he come to me, you know, he was doing some stuff that just was totally out of order. And he wanted me to convince his wife that you know, he wasn't wrong. He was clearly wrong. You know, I told him I can't take sides. I got to deal with the behavior. So, you know, change. Sometimes people don't want to change. And I had to explain to him, you know, you violated your trust. Your wife don't trust you no more. You have to win her trust back. I can't win her trust back for you. Only you can do that through your behavior. You got to change. You change before you have to. When you see things coming, you have to make changes. We all do. I think about different points in my life when I had to make certain changes. I just had to do it. You know, in order to get to where I needed to get to, because if I didn't, then I was going to pay some consequences. There was going to be some consequences. It was going to create a different reality. It was going to have me not controlling my destiny. See, you hear our theme song that we play on here, you know. How to control your destiny. It's my time. It's your time. It's your time to stand up and say who I am. Control your destiny. And if you don't have a competitive advantage, don't compete. That's just frustrating yourself. So these are some rules that you can use in terms of becoming a successful leader so that you can have the type of influence that you want to have or would like to have or desire to have in the business world. And these are great personal development tips and rules. And I, you know, close out this morning's show with a couple of other pointers that I want to share with you is that the growth has to be intentional, as we've gone over before in terms of from John Maxwell's latest book, 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, is that growth has to be intentional. You have to have a growth plan. Constantly be growing. If not, you're going to regress. See? And when you regress, and if you let popular culture influence you, you know, I work with youth a lot. A lot of times when I ask them, why do you do that? Because everybody else is doing it. I said, that don't make it right. I said, if everybody goes inside to jump off the bridge into the river, or everybody goes up on you're in a group and 90 people go up to the 20th floor and decide they're going to jump off the roof, you're going to jump off the roof too because everybody else was doing it. See, stop and think. See, it's very crowded at the bottom realms of life. Very crowded and mass confusion going on. But at the top, there's plenty of room for new people. Don't ask me why it is. Something I've been trying to figure out for years. Why people don't elevate themselves to go beyond their circumstances. Because there's plenty of room at the top. I remember years ago when I first began to get into leadership and a person told me, it's lonely at the top because few people dare to go there. And yes, sometimes it is. So I have a small circle of friends who are self-achievement oriented, and I know a bunch of people who let other people control their destiny. Don't have no ambition, no goals. They claim they have goals, but they don't actually really work on them. They have wishes, like lottery wishes. And We know the majority of people do not hit the lottery. Only a handful of people that win the lottery. If everybody was winning, they go broke. The odds are against you. Like I said, that last Powerball thing, 1 out of 176. The chances of winning was 1 out of 176 million. But if you learn how to control your destiny and work on a business plan, personal growth and development plan, your chances of winning and achieving what you want is about 50-50. I take them odds any day. I take those odds any day. So, hey, you've been listening to Bobby Jahi here again this morning on Home-Based Business 101 as we talked about how to become a person of influence in business, and it all starts with leadership. And those six rules, you know, that I shared with you this morning, one, control your destiny or someone else will. Face reality as it is, not as it was or as you wish it were. Be candid with everyone. Don't manage to lead. Change before you have to. If you don't have a competitive advantage, don't compete. And with that said, hey, God willing and the creek don't rise, I'll be back at you again tomorrow morning as we finish this series tomorrow morning on how to be an influence in business. And also, you know, we add to that in your personal life. Hey, if you got any questions or comments and things you'd like to share, like some of the people did yesterday, send us a text to 252-406-0774. And remember, it's not too late to get that tax shelter that you need, if you don't already have one, to change your tax situation for 2012, helping you get a bigger, better return for 2013. Until next time, God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to Home-Based Business 101, and we love your support. Take care. God bless. Peace.